So 49 dead, leaving hundreds reeling in Orlando and across the country, rippling out, impacting family, friends, co-workers. Michael Farmer was a friend of Christopher Leonin, known as Drew. Drew was killed along with his partner, Juan Guerrero, one of several couples killed. Michael joins us now. So sorry.
Thank you so much, Robin.
You know, you are also right in the middle of this because you're deputy director of Equality Florida, the rights group. I'm sure, like the rest of the community there, you were on just this horrendous ledge waiting to find out who you knew.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, I can't even imagine what it would have been like to be a family member, but the wait to find out which of our friends and family might have been inside Pulse was, I think, 22 hours for some people. So just a really excruciating, painful experience to have to wait to find out if your loved ones made it out.
And here was Drew, who, do I understand you met his college friends?
I met him when I was a student at the University of Central Florida. Drew was involved with the Gay and Lesbian Student Association, and that's really how I knew him. Our group of friends were all involved with GLBSU, and it really was a good reflection on Drew and his heart for advocacy.
Yeah, his mom, Christine, has told reporters that he actually established a gay-straight alliance in his high school, so this was, you know, an activism that was part of his life.
I think that's really one of the things that connected Drew and I. We both really had a heart for advocacy. I actually started a gay-straight alliance in high school myself, and he was just somebody who cared so much about the world and making it a better place and inserted himself wherever he could to make sure that, you know, he was a part of being the change.
Yeah. There was change. There has been change, extraordinary change, so much achieved. And then this one act of hate.
Yeah. It's amazing to see how far we've come, you know, in large part thanks to people like Drew and Juan, who lived their lives openly and told their truth. But at the same time, we still have a long way to go, particularly here in Florida, where we still don't have any anti-discrimination protections for LGBT people.
But you mentioned Juan, your friend Drew's partner. You know, there's also accounts of their parents. Juan's family from the Dominican Republic, Hispanic, a culture that has not in the near past embraced their openly LGBT children. And here you have both these parents talking about how much they loved not just their children, but their children's partner.
It's really, really moving. And, you know, Orlando is it's a special place. And the heart of our community here in so many ways in Orlando is the Latino community and the LGBT community. There really is a lot of support bringing those communities together right now in some beautiful ways.
Your friend Drew's partner, Juan's father, was saying how the families might even bury them together. This has got to be both, heartwarming but heartbreaking.
It really is. And I had heard from friends that Drew and Juan had hoped to be married. And so to have their parents respecting their relationship and their wishes in that way is just, it's what you want to hear, because in our community, there's a terrible history of people who have been together for decades not having their wishes respected in those most vulnerable times.
How are you as a community going to handle this? 49 funerals.
I think we just take it one step at a time. My husband and I have been saying to people when they ask us, it sort of comes in waves, you know, the grieving and the processing of this. And I really think as a community, that's what we're going to have to do, is to sort of go through that process. And people will just lean on each other to get through this moment.
And we've been talking about such a tender topic, I almost hate to bring this up, but how are you hearing the community respond? How do you respond to these reports that we just heard, that the shooter actually attended the club several times for years, was on gay dating apps, that this might have been terrorism as cover for, you know, repressed, self-loathing sexuality?
You know, I mean, I wouldn't even know where to begin to address that. The thing that comes to mind is to really encourage parents to love their children no matter who they are. You know, when you reject your child because of their identity, it causes real harm to those people, causes mental and emotional anguish that can cause illness. We've got to make sure that people don't feel the need to hide who they are and enter some emotional or mental state that isn't healthy.
Michael, people are asking, how can they help? I'm imagining there's expenses for families. Probably people can't pay for a lot of these funerals. I mean, how can people help?
Well, Equality Florida has set up a fund with the city of Orlando to raise money for the families to make sure that all of the costs around funeral arrangements or whatever they need to make themselves whole through this process, those costs are covered.
Michael Farmer, Deputy Director of Equality Florida, but also speaking to us as the friend of one of the victims of the Pulse massacre, Christopher Drew Leonin, who was killed along with his partner Juan Guerrero. Thank you, and best to you in these coming days.
Thank you so much, Robin.
Well, there are campaigns being launched on GoFundMe by people who cannot afford to have the funerals for their children. Or in the case of one mother, she's launched a campaign. She can't afford to have her son's body shipped back home to New York. We'll link you up to them and to the Equality Florida's fundraising effort. So far, at least one funeral home in Orlando is planning 6 funerals.